You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zuli.
Guys, what's going on? It's Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as we always do our show. I am Eric E.Z. Zuli, the Hollywood It Guy. Today is the day we're going to be talking about Easy Way Broadcasting, you guys. This station, where's the applause at? Where's the applause? Where's my love? Oh, there it is. Thank you, guys. All right, so today we are going to be talking about the hosts and the shows and what's going on and what's been going on, and I'm really excited to announce there is a show that we are in strong pre-production, strong development of right now, my reality show coming out on Dish Network. Oh man, so happy. And so many things happening, and I'm also going to be talking a little bit about some secrets of social media, as I always have said I'm going to be doing on the show. You just never know when I'm going to say what I'm going to say. That's the beauty of Easy Talk. But we are going to have a lot of cool formats and tell you guys what's going on. But let's start out, first of all, with Tuesdays. In fact, I got my man Mo Egger going to be calling in and talking to us a little bit about his show. He has a show called Sports and Music with Mo Egger. Sports and Music with Mo Egger. It's pretty hot. He's doing it the easy way. It's a hot little thing. In fact, let me give you a little sample of what this show is about. Let's see here. Is that so? No, that's that background music. All right, that works. Did I press the wrong one? Let's see here. I'm looking. It's not bad, guys. You know, it's an intro that we did for a show. And by the way, his show is every Tuesday. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's really cool. In fact, the guest he just had on was Ryan Hollis from the Clippers, and it was a really cool. You know, what's really cool about Easy Way Broadcasting, guys, and this podcast is you can actually. You can actually hear the conversations between celebrities, and it really, really actually does interact you with these celebrities. And you know, like today we're going to be having my good friend, I'm proud to call him a friend, Sean Cannon, on my show, and we'll be talking to him. I mean, he's one of the stars of Young and the Restless. He has a cool book he's talking about. Everybody remembers him from Karate Kid 3. And, you know, it's just really cool that you can actually interact with these celebrities. And so Mo Egger has a show every Tuesday. He talks about sports, music, the ins and outs of his celebrity friends he's going to be talking to. He has a cool guest coming on next week, and I'll let him tell you who that is. But, you know, go and check out the show, Sports and Music with Mo Egger. You guys can go to our podcast, by the way. You can go to Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, easywaybroadcasting.com. And you can actually go to whatever shows you want to go to. So that's a sports and music show. Then on Wednesdays, we have Sarah's Secrets with Sarah Winchester, formerly from the show Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 7. And she talks about some gossip and funny. And she's got a co-host, Mike, Mr. Magic Mike, and she just had my good friend Najee Detej from the Power Rangers. He plays the Blue Ranger on Super Samurai. And congratulations, by the way, Najee. He just got a new movie, and Najee's introduced me to a bunch of people, and we just did a great charity with the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, and I introduced those two. And then the next thing I know, that Najee's on her show. The shows are going awesome, and it's just moving along. So, you know, we have our own little circle, the way we do what we do with the Easy Way, and it's a really positive movement, and thank you to everybody that supports it. If you do want to support the Easy Way movement, you are more than welcome to go to Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook or go to Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. And follow that. And you can follow all these shows. So that's celebrity gossip and fashion it's a really cool show with Sarah Winchester and Magic Mike. You can check that out. That's every Wednesday at 3 o'clock. Then we just brought on a new show, actually. I'm really, really happy to announce this show. And this was actually brought by my agent and the producer with the Easy Way Broadcasting, Tina Truman. There's a show called Jackie's Vida Loca, and it's a Latino show, and it's a funny show. She's a comedian, and she just did her show. So I want you guys to go back and check out that show, and that's every Thursday. And all you got to do, again, guys, is go to easywaybroadcasting.com and just click on any show that you want to listen to. And this show is more towards the Latinos, and it's very funny. It's a comedic show, and she had, I believe, Kiki Melendoza on, and that was a great conversation. So, I mean, if you want to get at these celebrities and you want to talk to them or you want to hear stuff that you probably won't hear anywhere else, you got to follow Easy Way Broadcasting, guys, I'm telling you. And then Friday, there's this show with this nut in Hollywood, this crazy guy that's just, you know, everybody just is like, who is this guy? Easy, this Easy guy. I'm just kidding, guys. Easy Talk, Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Obviously, you know that if you're listening to the show right now. I also want to say thank you to Blog Talk Radio for supporting us and putting this on the homepage, the Stop Picks section, and supporting the show and our guest, Sean Cannon. And so let's go into Saturday. Saturday we have Planet Dance. There's a show called Planet Dance, and Planet Dance is a really awesome show if you're a dancer. I'm telling you, my boy Shane Sparks, I've known him for years and years and years. He's taken over the dance world, and he is taking over the planet in the dance world. And everybody knows and remembers Shane from So You Think You Can Dance, America's Best Dance Crew, and You Got Served, and he's Emmy nominated, and he's rocking and rolling. And believe me, he's got some awesome things, and he talks about all the things he's going to be having and what's going on in 2013. He just had Connects, I believe his name is. I'm sorry if I'm saying the wrong guess, but there's somebody that dances with Justin Bieber and is on movies and stuff and really incredible dancer. And I pop in and out on his show, and you know, we support each other. So make sure you check out that show, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time tomorrow, every Saturday, Planet Dance. If you're a dancer or you know a dancer or you like dance, or even if you don't and you just support Shane or you want to just check it out, you know, definitely check it out, Planet Dance. And then we have another show called The Rosman Experience on Sunday, which is more of a financial charity, really raising awareness for charities type of show. We've had some awesome guests on there, and like the CEO of Union Rescue Mission. That's a big charity right there. The CEO of the Academy of Business Leadership. We even had the president of distribution for Sony Pictures, Roy Brewer, and his partner on for their foundation STEP. It was awesome. So, again, guys, I just wanted to really make sure that you are really clear and you understand what's going on with Easy Way Broadcasting. And it's just awesome, guys. So I'm going to go ahead and play our girl Patricia Shipp. I'm going to bring her in. I'm sorry. I'm going to go ahead and bring our girl Patricia Shipp in here. And Patricia Shipp is a lead reporter, actually, of the National Enquirer, and she is always getting that National Enquirer gossip, and it's awesome. She's got a lot of cool stuff to say. And you know, I just want to say, guys, thank you so much. If you support me in Easy Way Broadcasting, if you listen, if you're just supporting in any way, you're pressing the like button, you know, if you're commenting, if you're telling friends about our situations and our show and what we got going on, you know, thank you so much. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and bring Patricia Shipp in. Actually, we're going to take a short commercial break, and then we're going to bring Patricia Shipp in, and you're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting. I'm your man, Easy, and you're listening to Easy Talk.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
All right, guys, you know, I apologize. We're having a little technical difficulty in getting Patricia Shipp in here. Having a little difficulty with the microphone, but we're going to get her in. But she talks about all the Hollywood secrets and all the awesome stuff. She's got a lot of awesome stuff to talk about. And last week she was talking about, I don't know if you caught the show last week, but she was talking about some really, really cool stuff, Janet Jackson maybe being pregnant and all this stuff, but it turned out that that wasn't the case, but she was trying to get pregnant. And she just really gives you that inside info. And again, guys, you can go to easywaybroadcasting.com. You can go to hollywooditguy.com. And you can go to Easy Way Broadcasting on Twitter. You can follow us at Easy Way Broadcasting on Twitter. And Easy Talk is one of the most awesome shows that you will ever hear in regards to, I just kind of help celebrities interact with their fans, and that's my thing. I love helping people interact. I love connecting dots. I'm a dot connector. That's what I do. I'm a dot connector. I've connected a lot of situations, actually, and if you follow me, you'll see some of the situations that I have connected. And okay, you know what? I'm sorry. Here we go. So we're going to go ahead. I think we're good now. I think everything is all good. We're going to go ahead and bring Patricia Shipp from the National Enquirer. Here we go.
The newest segment of Easy Talk has everyone inquiring, what will we hear and who will we meet? Our friend Patricia Shipp is here from the National Enquirer to fill us in on everything we need to know. Let's all give a warm welcome to Patricia Shipp.
All right, guys, welcome to another exciting segment of Hollywood Secrets with Patricia Shipp, lead reporter of the National Enquirer, and she is on the show right here. What's up, Patricia? How you feeling?
Hey, Mick. How are you? How's everything?
I'm good. Every day is a great day. Every day, God just opens up all these amazing doors, and now we're going to talk about all the wonderful secrets. I got to tell you, I cannot wait for your segment on my own show. Like, I just want to, like, wait until your segment comes on because you have all these cool Hollywood secrets.
You're very funny, and I'm going to, you know, this today I'm going to give you, I have two really cute stories, and I thought, your readers would, your listeners, I'm sorry, my readers are going to be really excited about hearing about these stuff, so I'm going to get right into it if you don't mind.
Please do.
Right, okay, our good friend and, somebody who I've been watching since I was much younger, on the Facts of Life, Lisa Wetchel, she's on Survivor, she's won the $100,000 thanks to the Enquirer. And she's moving to Los Angeles on New Year's Eve. And they got to the first place, she got a moving van and everything. She's actually moving back to L.A. to reboot or restart her acting career after her divorce and all her kids are grown. But there was her fuel line was cut on her truck.
Ooh.
It's really weird. She's, this is Lisa, who is, very spiritual and very positive. She's thinking that they just want to siphon the gas out of her truck. But, you have to be careful with that kind of stuff. I mean, the fuel was leaking. They even had to call the local fire department. So read all about it in the issue of this week's Enquirer. I think you'll find it very interesting. And, people are just, I know gas is high, but really, fellas, come on, enough. So,
I know. Tell me, that's
dangerous. She's thinking very positive. Yeah, she's thinking very positive, but I'm very, pessimistic. So I was just like, something else might be going on. So she just needs to be careful because people are just, jealous, and it's just a horrible thing. So she's okay, and her family's okay, but,
nobody smoke around the vehicle.
No, I know. And, it's just amazing. Just imagine the gas is spilling out of your truck, at a gas station. It's kind of weird. But another thing, who The Rock is, of course.
Yeah.
The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
He's not really The Rock, though, anymore. He's acted so much, and he's done so many movies. He's more of an actor now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. I know he's not a wrestler anymore, but he's still a rock, and women love to look at The Rock, I got to say. But, he... coming from a very, humble beginnings, he remembered when he was a young tot and remembered that his mother cried when, they didn't have enough money to pay for their car, and she was standing in the door when they came to repossess her car. He remembers his mother crying about that. So this past Christmas, he bought his mother a brand new vehicle, and he took pictures of it. He put a big bowl, how you put bowls on cars and stuff? He put all the pictures of him presenting this vehicle to his mother on his Facebook page and on his Twitter page. So we filed it, and it was really nice. And, he said, "Happy Merry Christmas, Mom. I remember you crying that you know, our car was repossessed back in the day. So it was just, he's just a really nice guy. And he's also,
you know, I would love to blog something like that, just to kind of show the cool side of these celebrities that, you know, that's a really, really cool story. I want to blog that on Hollywood It Guy. Send me some content.
Yeah. I'll send it to you. And he also gives money to his college alma mater, easy for me to say, in Florida. So he's, you know, he gives back. He's a really nice guy. So I think it's nice when a celebrity, we can, you know, lift them up, not only when they do bad stuff. We shouldn't always talk about people when they do bad stuff. We should also remind people that, you know, he has a big, he, you know, everybody calls him the Rock, but I think he's just a big, fat marshmallow. So anyway, John Edwards, we know who John Edwards is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, the scandal. Well, you know, unfortunately, you know, I met his wife, Elizabeth.
Wait, the scandal? I don't know what you mean by the scandal. I know who John Edwards is, but what scandal?
Well, when he had that baby with Rielle Hunter.
Oh, okay. Well, the younger generation, I don't know, and my listeners don't know what baby, huh? What's going on?
Oh, that's a scandal that you don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a big deal, and the Inquirer broke the story that he was, you know, while his wife was sick with cancer, he was, you know, having fun with Rielle Hunter, somebody who's worked on his staff, and they actually had a child together. So unfortunately, Elizabeth, you know, passed away, and it started with breast cancer, and so, but now, as you say, the new generation, his 14-year-old daughter, Emma Claire, is on, these computers are something else, and people have to be aware. She's on the internet saying she's looking forward to doing drug parties and saying that she has pictures of Channing Tatum on the computer naked. Now, this is John Edwards, a guy so she's on, just look at the Inquirer this week, folks, you're going to die. She's on there, she's 14 years old, she's flashing money, saying she's looking forward to having drug parties. She said she loves cocaine, you know, all these things. I mean, she's 14 years old, and that's why a lot of people don't allow computers in their kids' bedrooms. They have them out in the living room so they can see what the kids are doing. And obviously, I think John Edwards is going to – let me just put it this way. After this week and the Inquirer, when the Inquirer comes out, I don't think Ms. Emma Claire is going to have a Twitter page anymore. So
wow.
You have to be careful. She's 14 years old.
Yeah, I know a thing or two about what Twitter's doing, but I'll go into that maybe next week. But South Park? I just, when you said about the drugs, I just feel like going drugs bay, okay? Drugs bay, shouldn't do drugs, drugs bay. Mm-hmm.
Right. She's talking, you know, and this is how, you know, do you remember, there was a time when To Catch a Predator was on NBC. This is from young ladies, 14 years old, on the computer with no supervision. And this is young. Yeah, this look at the, and her brother was on there too, and he's only 12, and his name is Jack. And, you know, it's just shocking how Emma has changed since her mom died, and John's lack of supervision is definitely a big factor. It's even more outrageous that he isn't monitoring her internet activity at all, obviously. He's so busy, you know. I can't blame John. There's just some parents who just don't realize how dangerous it is. And this To Catch a Predator was really an eye-opener for a lot of people. And kids are on there, and they just think they're grown, and they just don't know how dangerous it is to talk like this. You know, all you need is some pervert to see this. And she's a very pretty little girl. And all you need is something stupid like this to happen. So hopefully when this comes out, Mr. Edwards will realize he's got to, you know, really pay attention and shut it down before it's too late, before something tragic happens. So, let's keep her in our prayers. But next week, I'm going to have, I saw the video today, Eric, and I think it's going to be a blockbuster video of something so outrageous. You and your readers are going to die, and I think it's about a celebrity's person that works for a celebrity, and their child is in danger with this person. And I think it's just going to blow the lid off a lot of things. I want to make sure that we get through all the legal aspects of it, but I saw the video today. It made me sick. And I think we'll have something to really to bring your readers next week that, you know, everybody's just going to be, your mouth is going to be open. Everybody's mouth is going to be open in awe and in just in shock. So just stay tuned for that next week.
Wow, I can't wait. And also I want to thank you, Patricia, for that wonderful present, the vodka bottle that lights up and the cool colors and everything. I had somebody
ask me
about
that. That's Adrian. Yeah, Adrian Maloof. That's her new vodka.
Yeah, the Maloof brothers, just so you guys know, actually own the Palms Casino and many, many, many other things. And I don't drink, but I really love it as an ornament. And I just, like, love watching the light go back and forth.
Well, did you show it? Who saw it and what they saw it? You said someone saw it and asked
I put it up in my room, and one of my friends, you know, I pressed the button, and they're like, oh, wow. They're, like, mesmerized by it. They're, like, watching the vodka bottle blink. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, it doesn't take much to excite you and your friends, I guess.
No, not at all. We're very excited, very easily excited. All right, guys, so that has been Hollywood Secrets with Patricia Shipp from the National Enquirer. So make sure you get that National Enquirer and get all this stuff and you can read it. Because, see, first you listen to it, then you read it. It's a really cool system. And we love you, Patricia. Thank you so much, guys. So tune in next week to find out about this video. Ooh, I'm excited.
Oh, you know what? You're going to be devastated. It's shocking. But just stay tuned, and I'll fill you in next week, Eric. Thank you so much.
All right, guys, so guess what? We're going to go ahead and break for another short commercial, and then my man Sean Kanan, Mr. Sean Kanan himself, will be on. We'll be doing that easy talk with him, so we'll be bringing Sean on real soon here, right after this short commercial break.
Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zulli. Easy connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
Our guest on Easy Way Broadcasting is a man of many talents. He is an actor, producer, writer, and comedian. His loyal fans follow his every move, and we're thrilled to see his return to General Hospital. Now, as a writer, he is giving his advice in his new best-selling book, The Modern Gentleman, Cooking and Entertaining with Sean Kanan. Easy Talk welcomes our guest, Sean Kanan.
All right, guys. Hey, Sean, you there?
Hey, man, how are you?
What's up, brother? I'm great, man. I'm great. So I wanted to tell the listeners real quick how we met, because I'm a real big person. I'm thanking the middleman. I want to throw a shout-out to Gregory J. Martin, which is definitely doing his thing as a director. And you guys probably watch the Bay, the series. I was actually in the Bay, the series, a little episode on the dark side and whatnot. But that's actually how we met, Sean. So I wanted to throw that shout.
Gregory's a really good friend. I actually just did a little cameo in a film that Gregory just finished about a week and a half ago. So, yeah, he's the guy that put us together, right?
Yeah, we met on the set, actually. And are you talking about that Hollywood film he's working on that he didn't put me in and I'm a hurt?
Yes, that's the one. He specifically told me he did not want to put you in that film. I think I got your part.
You know what? I wouldn't doubt it, man. So you're doing the easy way. You're playing... What?
I'd do it for a lot less money than you would.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably why. So I got it. That, and you're like 50 times better of an actor than I am. And congratulations on everything, by the way. You've had a huge acting career, bro. I can't even list all the television shows and films that you've done. And I have to give a shout out to all your loyal soap opera fans, and those are the best fans in the world. You know, so let's give them a little something. Let's give them a little something, shall we?
I think what we're going to do is we're going to give a couple of my books away, right?
Yeah, well, we talked about that, guys, behind the scenes, and if you do call in to the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, if they call into the show, I'll give away three autographed books, and, you know, I mean, the soap opera fans, are the most amazing fans in the world. They followed me over the course of four different shows that I've done, and going back to General Hospital actually makes one of the shows twice, so it's sort of like five shows. So I'm eternally grateful for all the support that they've given me.
Well, let's give the fans a round of applause, shall we?
All right.
So let's get into your career, brother.
I got to make a little confession to you. I'm like a National Enquirer junkie. Like I'm.
Are you?
You know, like someone who's schizophrenic, can't walk by a copy of Catcher in the Rye without buying it. I cannot go by the checkout counter and like not grab a National Enquirer. And you know, it's like all the news that's fit to read. I mean, I literally will sit in the airport reading it, and I don't really care what anybody thinks of me. I'm just like, I got to read my choir.
I love it. You have to tune into my show every week then, because we do Hollywood Secrets with Patricia Shipp, the lead reporter of the National Enquirer. She breaks most of the stories.
Every week, all right. Well, then I have to do that.
Right so on. Now you're back on General Hospital, and I know your fans. GH are like so happy, and they've been hitting me up on Twitter for the last 2 days. Okay, oh. And you started out there as the character you met with some tragedy. Okay,
I did.
You play kind of a harder character, I guess you could say. Talk to us about how you feel about your character.
The black sheep of the family. Played AJ Quartermain, the black sheep of the family, and I am back playing. AJ once again.
And so what's the most unique fan experience that you've had? I know you have tons of them. Have they ripped your clothes off yet?
The most unique fan experience. Well, you know, actually, I'm in my car right now with my wife, so I probably won't.
Oh, okay.
Probably won't. But you know what? I'll just say this: they're very supportive. They really are.
Okay.
Now I'm in trouble.
I'm sorry, I don't know how many get you in trouble. By the way, hi, Michelle, how are you?
She just came out to go mail something, so. I'm now a very, very happily married man, but in my younger years, I definitely had some very interesting encounters with fans of the show. You know what the coolest thing for me, though, is, Easy? It's, you know, running into other actors that I'm a fan of, and finding out that they actually watch soap operas. I mean, you know, I remember one time I ran into Lou Gossett Jr., and I was a big fan of his from An Officer and a Gentleman. And, you know, it turned out Lou was like a big General Hospital fan. And I just got such a kick out of it because I figured out here's a guy who probably would never watch soap operas. And we wound up, you know, being able to sort of strike up a friendship.
Yeah. And so then you moved into... Yeah, it's amazing how you strike friendships in these projects in the industry. Yes, then you moved into Bold and the Beautiful, and I mean, I want to go. I really want to know what the most unique experience is. You said your wife left now, right? Like you did they sign your phone or? I mean, because I've been with you. Like I was just with you at Gregory's thing on the red carpet where he was doing, I believe, his birthday. It was at Baso. And you
right.
know, we saw each other for a split second. I had to kind of pummel through the 50 fans. I'm like, yeah, Sean. And then, like, you know, you came over, we did our interview or whatever. By the way, guys, if you want to see that interview, it is on YouTube. You could probably type in Sean Kane and Eric Zulli. It should come up. And actually, do you remember how we first met?
No. I know.
Playboy Mansion, Matt Borlange.
Oh, God. Yeah. You know, that was one of those things I always said, like, I wasn't going to do. I wasn't going to go to the Playboy Mansion. It kind of wasn't my thing. You know, I didn't want to be, like, one of those, you know, young actors that just sort of hung out at the Playboy Mansion. But after living out here for, like, 25 years, I realized I'd never gone. And I was like, you know what? I got to go once. I mean, everyone's got to go one time. And so that was the first time I'd ever been there when I met you. Yes, now I do remember.
And the only reason I'm saying it because you said she left the car. I don't want to get you in trouble, brother. But and then what happened actually is we saw each other on set a couple times with Gregory, and then we really became friends. So now you moved into The Bold and the Beautiful, which is a perfect show for you. And you know, this is amazing. You're an amazing. I'm just saying what the fans say. You're an amazingly handsome guy. And after that, you worked on the sister show to The Bold and the Beautiful, and then to the Young and the Restless, right?
Right, yep. Okay. I did that. And, you know, and before that and after that, you know, I've been doing some movies. I'd done Karate Kid 3 before I actually did General Hospital, and then managed to work on about 11 other films between then and now. So, you know, I was the bad guy in Karate Kid 3. I was Mike Barnes.
Yeah. No, I remember. I was going to say, what was your favorite experience on Karate Kid 3? And I know we have a couple Karate Kid 3 questions. I have a couple of people that tweeted me.
You know,
and
I think really the craziest thing was that a year before, I was watching Karate Kid 2 in the theaters. And, I mean, I got that film from an open call. I literally stood in line with 1,500 other guys and was picked out of the line by the director, John Avildsen, who had done Rocky. They brought me into screen test. And, you know, the way that I got it really is one of my favorite stories, you know, about the entire experience.
Okay. And so here's one of your fans. Here's a question I'm getting on Twitter right now, actually. How in awe were you of the character of Terry Silver? And how bad were the bonsai scenes? He has so many questions. This is James Fales.
Okay. So how in awe was I of Terry Silver? Well, I mean, I was kind of in awe of the entire thing. I mean, like I said, I had watched the previous Karate Kid as a fan in the you know, in the theaters, which was nuts. I mean, and there I was, you know, on a Hollywood soundstage with, you know, Ralph Macchio, with Pat Morita. So, I mean, I wasn't so in awe of Thomas Ian Griffith, who played Terry Silver. Great guy, by the way. But I was just in awe looking around going, oh, my God. It's like, okay, stepped out of, you know, out from my seat in the theater into the screen and was now a part of it. So that was really the most surreal aspect of the experience for me.
And now, would you say this was one of the bigger projects at that time? You know, like, you've done so many things, but that's a pretty big movie, and you had a pretty good role in it.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big budget Hollywood feature, which was, you know, really the first big film that I'd done, and you know, it was an interesting way to sort of start my career. You get a little spoiled too. You think, wow, doesn't every production serve you? Surf and turf for lunch and have masseuses on the set and, you know, private trainers and all that. You learn when you do independent films that, you know, that's not exactly, you know, how it usually goes.
Mm-hmm. And the gentleman that played Daniel LaRusso, I actually met him at Dancing with the Stars. Really, really cool guy. What was it like working with him?
Ralph Macchio. You know, Ralph was already a really big star by then. I mean, he had done the first two Karate Kid movies. He had been in, you know, The Outsiders. And really, because I was playing the bad guy, the producers really tried to cultivate, a relationship that mirrored the relationship that our characters had. And by that, I mean, they really tried to make me feel like, you know, I was on the outside looking in at him. They, you know, they were not interested in us fostering a friendship, really, because they thought it would be more believable if there was a little, I think, animosity. I mean, he was very, very nice to me, but we really didn't socialize, you know, outside of work together.
Gotcha. And I am getting your guys' tweets. Thank you so much. I'm not going to have time to bombard Sean with too many of your questions, but if you guys do want to follow up, you can always follow Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. Now, let's go into General Hospital, man. I mean, this is your big thing. I know you were just on KCAL or you were just on ABC, and you just did a big interview talking about your book and your
yep.
character. It's an awesome show. Your fans are going nuts. Talk to us about your character.
Well, I play A.J. Quartermain, who is the son of the very wealthy, powerful Quartermain family. And A.J. is kind of the dark horse. He was the black sheep. He was an alcoholic. He got in a lot of trouble. And then everyone thought that he was dead. But in reality, my mother helped me escape from all the bad stuff I did. So A.J. shows up a couple months ago after not being around for 7 years. And I think we're seeing a guy that is a really flawed guy, but he's trying to do the right thing and trying to, you know, win back a relationship with his son, who was being raised by somebody else. And AJ wants to take over the family business, which is this multinational conglomerate called ELQ, which is stands for Edward and Lila Quartermain. I've only been back for a couple months, so I'm just starting to get to the point where, you know, we're seeing if maybe AJ gets a love interest. But, you know, it's a really exciting time to be back on the show because it's our 50th anniversary. And, you know, with so many daytime shows being pulled off the air, you know, our ratings are going up and up and up. So it's just a great time for me to be a part of the show.
Oh, okay. I'm listening to you, brother, and I'm trying to do the show, and I'm trying to keep up with your fans too. I got tons of your fans tweeting me.
If they want, they can tweet me at my Twitter, which is at Sean Cannon, and you know, I'll be glad to try and do my best to answer everybody's questions if we don't get a chance to do that, or they can go and like my Facebook page. I try to do my best to you know, get back to people when they hit me up.
I think a lot of my fans are your fans, and they're hitting me like crazy. So, yeah, you know what I think we should do, guys? Remember, you can follow this system. I'm friends with Sean. I'm friends with a lot of celebrities. And what we like to do, rather than just being on a radio show, we also set up production shoots. We set up episodes. We set up situations so we can help you interact with the celebrity, with the person that you watch on TV. And we're going to definitely set up a lot of cool things. And remember, call in 914-338-1303. Or, hey, how about this? We're going to look for the most unique question to ask Sean about his career. And we're going to definitely look in for three special fans to get a signed autograph copy of Sean Cannon's new book, which is amazing. And actually, Sean, I'm going to throw a quick commercial break here, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about your book. And
okay,
I love it, man. I want my copy. All right, we'll be right back, guys.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
All right, guys, and we're back, and we have Sean Cannon on the show on Easy Talk. And we are about to talk to him about his wonderful book. Now, you know what was really unique, Sean? When my dad taught me and, you know, raised me up, he always raised me to be a gentleman. And I thought it was really unique how you're really focusing on being a gentleman. And you know, it's a cooking book. It's a cooking and entertainment, and it's the modern gentleman. And it's just a really unique book. So, you know, you have your website for the book, Sean Cannon. TheModernGentleman.com, is that correct? Oh, wait, guys, we might be having some technical difficulties. Let me see if we can bring them back in here. Sean, are you there?
Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Sorry, you know, had a little glitch. All right, so let me go back. So did I say your website correct?
Yeah, it's Sean Cannon, S-E-A-N-K-A-N-A-N, Sean Cannon, TheModernGentleman.com. And
correct.
I'm glad to... you know, if people get the book, I'd be glad to sign it for them. And, you know, it's really not just like some cookbook by another guy in a soap opera. It's a book that I think tells women how guys think, that helps guys reclaim the lost art of being a gentleman without being a doormat. And you know, it gives women sort of a front row seat into the theater of the male psyche. So it's a bit of a hybrid. It's a cookbook, and it's also a book about being a guy's guy in today's sometimes confusing society, you know, political correctness, et cetera.
Okay, and, you know, we're actually doing a mini launch for Easy Way Broadcasting on the 19th off Melrose. It's a store we work with, and I'll talk to my friend who owns the store. Maybe they can, you know, carry your book and tell people about it.
I would really appreciate that.
Yeah, they go nuts about their clothes. So tell us about the process of writing and what listeners need to know about the book and where to buy it, and just go off on it, man. Promote your book, please.
The process of writing it, you know, I was actually writing another book, which I'm finishing right now, but the publisher found out about The Modern Gentleman, and that was really kind of sparked their interest. And so I knew that if I said, hey, look, I'll take 6 months and write this thing, I would never get it done. So I always work better when my back is against the wall with a deadline. And so I said, look, I will give you a finished copy of the book in 30 days. And he looked at me like, you're out of your mind. And I literally locked myself in a room, and I wrote the book. And my wife did all the photography for the food. And, you know, I knocked the thing out. It's been really successful. It's got fantastic reviews. You can go on Amazon and, you know, and check out what people are saying about it. And like I said, people, it's being carried by Bed Bath & Beyond, other bookstores. But if you want to get a signed copy, get it from my website, SeanCanaanTheModernGentleman.com.
Okay, and on your way, I don't want to get you in trouble again here, so I'm trying to be careful with my questions. Is the wifey around? Are we okay? No, I'm kidding.
We're running errands while I do this interview with me, so she's just waiting to go do another one. So I'm good for a few minutes.
And you know, I appreciate your time, brother. All right, so on your website for your book, I saw something about A Gentleman's Guide to Sexting. And I know the ladies who are listening want to hear about that.
Well, you know,
what inspires you to keep moving forward?
You got to stay up with technology, right? But the thing that I said that, you know, hang on one second. I said that, you know, sexting is really, you know, it's not about making someone uncomfortable. It's about raising, you know, arousing someone's interest and curiosity. But I said, you know, you also have to be really careful what you decide to text/sext somebody, because, you know, once it's out there, man, it's out there. And sometimes, you know, what one person thinks is sexy and funny, another person finds, you know, insulting and degrading. And so you got to be really careful with what you write, how you write it, and you know, sort of, you know, put your toe in the water first and make sure that, you know, the person that you're, you know, writing to is going to be receptive and not offended. But, you know, if you do it right, they shouldn't be offended anyway. Because like I say in the book, it's never meant to humiliate or degrade anyone. It's meant to sort of arouse and excite.
And what inspires you to keep moving forward every day?
My wife. My wife.
Very simple.
She's my muse. She is my, you know, she's my everything. You know, we have a great partnership, and we're both, you know, very driven people. And, you know, sometimes, like anybody, we both get a little bit lethargic and bogged down in what we're doing, and that's when the other one really, you know, kind of spurs the other one to keep going ahead.
Yeah, and I want to give a shout out to your wife Michelle as well. I've learned, guys, you cannot talk to Sean without the Michelle, without the wife. It does not work. Sean will tell you, oh yeah, I'll do this, I'll do that, and your wife like is awesome to really keep you on track, because I know you're doing
a ton
of things.
She's not a thing. You know, man, the right one will make you, the wrong one will break you.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you find is hardest about you know, your job as an actor?
I would say probably the hardest, sometimes the hours are difficult. You know, we have to be in very early in the morning and work usually till, you know, into the evening, memorizing, you know, as much as 50 pages of dialogue a day. You know, I have a lot of really great things about what I do. I've traveled the world. I've met some fascinating people. I've gotten to, you know, go to the White House. I've been everywhere from Rio de Janeiro to Malaysia, you know, to all over Italy. But, you know, it's like anything else. I mean, you know, you have to make sacrifices. You know, you got to go to the gym when you don't want to go to the gym, and you have to, you know, sometimes it's like anything else. I mean, it's a business. And I think, you know, my acting teacher used to say something that I think is so true. He said, I have more in common with a successful plumber than I do with an unsuccessful acting teacher. And I thought about that. And I mean, you know, what he means is that success leaves clues, and it breeds parallels. And a lot of the very same things that it takes for me to be successful, Easy. I know, you know, you probably do the exact same thing in your world, and somebody else who is, you know, a successful, you know, business owner does the same thing. And so I really have tried to apply a lot of the things that I've, you know, my father was a very successful businessman. He had 500 employees. He had 52 retail stores. And I really learned a great deal from him about work ethic, about how to treat people. You know, he used to say something to me that really stuck with me. He said, nobody works for me. They work with me. And so, I really do my best to try and treat people with, you know, respect and dignity. And I've been very fortunate with the success that those lessons have brought me.
Awesome. I will give a shout out to your parents as well, because obviously they raised you right, and they did
it. Thanks, man. And did yours. Yours did.
Thank you. I appreciate it. What's the most inspire? Who inspires you the most? You know, out of all the different actors and all the different stuff, besides your wife, we know we love your wife, but
right.
Industry wise.
I'm very inspired by what Paul Newman did, and the fact that he ultimately, you know, made hundreds of millions of dollars with his Newman's Own brand that went to charity, that he was able to take his you know, incredible talent, fame, and celebrity and parlay that into almost an even bigger business life, and he turned that entire life over to, giving it to charitable endeavors. As far as, you know, talent goes, Paul Newman is definitely one. Also, you know, Robert Downey. And, I'm a huge Nicolas Cage fan, too. I think that guy can do everything from, you know, comedy to drama to action. But I would probably say Robert Downey is one of my biggest actors that I admire.
I'm not going to go into your time, but I do have a unique story with Nicolas Cage on the red carpet. But maybe I'll talk about that in the next show, guys. What about social media? How important has social media been to your career?
Social media is integral. I mean, you know, the business has changed so much that a lot of times perspective buyers in my business, which are casting people and producers, are looking at the social network footprint that an actor has, and you know, the amount of Twitter followers, Facebook followers. It's the ability for an actor to not only do the job, the acting part of it, but to help the producer promote the finished product. And so I think it's so important. It's also, I think it's really made our world in a lot of ways bigger, yet in a lot of ways smaller and more connected. The ability for us now to talk to somebody on another continent is instantaneous. And that's a really exciting thing. And I'm able to connect with people that, you know, watch what I do. You know, Bold and Beautiful was in 110 countries, general hospitals in dozens of countries. And I'm able to talk to fans of the shows via the Internet and stay in touch and let them feel connected to me and in turn let me feel connected to them.
Definitely, and I will be talking to you about this new social network that we're working on. And I mean, we're going to be talking about a bunch of stuff. But how do you feel that your brand has changed over the last few years? You know, when you started, I've definitely seen a transition. But how do you feel about the transition, and how much has it changed from, let's say, 5 years ago?
Well, you know, I think my coming back to General Hospital has been a really great thing for me. I think that it has sort of solidified me as a guy that's a solid guy in daytime that, you know, can deliver no matter what show I'm on, and that's a great thing to add that to the brand. I've added author to my sort of repertoire, and I've now done a feature film in another country, in Italy. The film has just been released. It's called Sons of Italy. I'm always looking for ways that I can kind of enhance who I am as a business person and an actor, while in turn also trying to always grow as an artist.
All right, and then wait until you start doing it the easy way. you've been doing it the easy way for a long time, but wait until you really start doing it the easy way. We have that.
Right, man.
Now,
we're really good. We're 2013, man. We're going to get on board together.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. So, what are some of the new areas that you think you'll be moving towards in the next few years?
Well, I'm definitely going to be writing another book this year. I'll be releasing it this year. I I really want to, over the next 5 years, segue into directing. You know, I've written quite a bit. One of the films that I wrote, Chasing Holden, was distributed by Lionsgate several years back, and I want to continue to write. You know, producing has always been something that I've had an affinity for. I'm fairly confident that I'm going to be producing a play that I starred in a couple years ago, which is going to New York, and we're going to be taking it to Las Vegas. So, you know, I'm really just looking to continue branching out. My wife, Michelle, is a fantastic producer, and we're starting to do stuff together. So, you know, that's kind of it. Just, you know, working with bigger and better people, more exciting opportunities, just like you.
All right, well, we got a couple callers here. We were talking about how we're going to be giving away your book and whatnot. So we're going to go ahead and grab a caller. We're going to call her 619-3363. If that's the last four digits of your number, you are on live on Easy Talk with Sean Cannon and myself. How are you?
I'm just listening.
You're just listening. Okay. Sometimes they just listen and they don't want to talk. But we'll grab another caller here. We have a caller, 9584. All right, caller 9584. You're on air. Easy Talk with Sean Cannon. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello, caller. Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Sam. I'm calling from Britain, from Great Britain, my friend.
Hello, hi, Sam. Well, go ahead, Sean. They probably want to talk to you, not me.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm so excited. I can't believe I'm on the phone with you. This is so exciting. I'm such a fan. I love your show.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. And, you know, we have Sean Cannon, who's the star of General Hospital. And are you enjoying the show? I think you've been listening to the whole show, haven't you?
I've been listening to the whole Easy show this whole time. It's been a smashing success. It's blowing my mind. I'm even on the air or even on the phone with either one of you. This is just so exciting. I love it. It's just, I've been a big fan. I listen to your show every day. I mean, every day I can. And I've seen The Karate Kid. I've seen it all. I love General Hospital. It's good.
Well, awesome. Well, here's what. And what's your name again, bud?
My name is Sam.
Oh, Sam. Okay, here's what we're going to do, Sam.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, do you have a question for Sean Cannon?
I do. How nerve-wracking must it have been to be on the movie for Karate Kid? That must have been quite an experience to be in that movie.
Yeah, it was. As I said before, you know, I had been in the theater the year before watching it as a paying ticket buyer. And then a year later, I found myself, on the set working with the other actors. And I'm sitting in my car talking to you, and my wife just threw a little chihuahua in the car with me. I call her the Rat Queen. Anyway, it was really pretty incredible. You know, there was a lot of responsibility. I had to learn a tremendous amount of choreography for the martial arts scenes. But you know what? It was a time of my life.
Awesome. So, okay, caller, Sam, what we're going to do is I want you to email info@easywaybroadcasting.com. info@easywaybroadcasting.com. Give us all your information, and we'll make sure that Sean gets you an autographed copy of his book, because you are the caller that we grabbed, and you're calling from Great Britain. I want to go there. I want to check it out. I'm going to hit you up when I go there, okay? You're going to hook me up.
All right, and just talk to my friend down the street, Sherry. She's a mess. Just come on by to my pad, or come on by to Liverpool or something. You know, just be about it, and I'd love to visit. I'd love for you to visit. I mean, this is so exciting.
Thank you so much for calling in, Sam. We have an awesome day. Appreciate it.
Oh my God, I want a book.
Good to you.
Okay, guys, so that was Sam from Great Britain. Wow, they're calling up from all over the place. All right, Sean, you know, I have one more question for you, because you've been in this industry for a long time, and I always try to get a little bit deep and let people know how the industry is. When you book your jobs and you get these things, would you say that relationships and knowing people and you know, about who you know and how they know you, that whole concept. Would you say that was a big part of it, or has it been more casting directors and auditions and whatnot?
At least in daytime, for me, it's been a lot of who you know. I mean, you know, a large reason that I'm back on General Hospital is my friendship with Mark Teschner, who's been a casting director for 20-some years. He's always been like a big fan and supporter, and I think that was integral in my coming back to the show. You know, I've had some other really great opportunities this past year working with Fran Drescher for a second time, and, you know, the fact that I had done The Nanny with her years ago was really, you know, an important part of my coming back and doing Happily Divorced with her last year. So, yeah, I would say that a lot of it is it's important who you know and, you know, how they perceive your brand in the business. But, you know, a really good agent that's able to put you in the room with the buyers, and if you're able to deliver, that's every bit as important, if not more.
Gotcha. All right, well, thank you for that that awesome piece of advice. I'm not going to hold you from your wonderful wife anymore. Tell her I apologize. I know I've gotten more time than anybody. I've seen you on interviews, bro, and you don't give more than like 15, 20 minutes. I got almost a full hour. I feel special. I'm going to be tweeting my shoulders off
anytime,
here.
Listen, you call me, let me know who you want the book signed to, and I'll get the books to you and your producer. You can get them out to the fans, okay?
All right, well, we got one more caller, too. I'm going to bring one more caller in, this last caller of the show, guys, and then we're going to go ahead and bring in a friend of mine from the NBA. He's actually waiting on the show as well. But we have a caller, 870-5237. Caller, are you there?
Hey.
Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Lisa. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, Lisa. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Hey, I didn't even hit push one. I just hit to listen. Whoa.
You're on live with myself and Sean Cannon from Karate Kid and General Hospital, and thank you so much for listening to the show. We really appreciate you.
Well, thank you for answering my call. Oh, I'm from Arkansas, by the way.
Oh, hi. Well, Arkansas, I love it. Do you have a question for our guest, Sean Cannon? He's a big star.
I know.
You know.
I remember him as AJ, like,
you
when
know
he
what?
Was little.
I've been to Arkansas before.
What part?
Well, I stayed at the Capitol Hotel in Little Rock.
Oh, I'm about 2 hours from Little Rock, and I worked at the Capitol for a little while.
Oh, really?
Just for a little while, yeah, just for a little while.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
It's pretty cool here.
So what question do you have for Sean?
Well, I guess my question would be, where do you see AJ going? Is he going to drink? Please tell me he's not going to drink. I want him to be a good guy this time.
I sure hope not. You know, I think the producers are really sort of set on seeing a more together AJ. I mean, not a guy that's completely, you know, rid of all of his foibles and flaws, but, you know, AJ is really dedicated to forging a relationship with Michael and is really serious about taking over ELQ to create a legacy, you know, for his grandfather, to be making a living amends, if you will, to his grandfather. So I think that's kind of what we're going to be seeing.
Well, I'm hoping, because I would really like to see the goodness of him, because to me he got a bad rap anyway. He was kind of...
I think so, too. I think he's just...
To me he was kind of pressured into being bad.
Right. He just needs the love of a good woman.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Lisa, well, thank you so much for listening to the show, and thank you so much for your question. Please follow Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter and follow Sean Cannon on Twitter. We want to interact with you. Sean, thank you so much, brother. Tell your wife I said hi. Can't wait to talk to you, and we'll continue later.
And
thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
That was Sean Cannon, everybody. Sean Cannon from General Hospital and Young and the Restless and Karate Kid, and he is the man. So I have another friend of mine, actually. We're going to go to a short break, and we're going to bring on Maurice Egger, actually. He's formerly from the NBA, and he has a show called, you heard me earlier, Sports and Music with Mo Egger, and he's going to talk a little bit about that. And then I have another little treat for you guys before we go, but we will be right back with Mo Egger.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio, with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
Hey, you're on Easy Talk, my brother, and let's talk a little bit about your show. You got sports and music with Mo Egger. Tell my listeners, I have about 700 live listeners right now. Thank you, Blog Talk. You guys rock, and thank you, everybody that supports us and that supports the show. Tell us about sports and music with Mo Egger. Why do people want to listen to your show? I know you just had Ryan Hollis from the Clippers, and you guys definitely got to check out that show. But tell us about the show, bro.
Yeah, first and foremost, man, I thank you for the opportunity to have my show, man. You know, it's good to be on Easy Way Broadcasting. But, yeah, we have the show every Tuesday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. You know, sports and music with Mo Egger, man. And we cover a lot of good things, man. I think next week we have some really, really, really good, exciting things for you guys. You know, we're going to have Anthony Tolliver from the Atlanta Hawks on. And, you know, he's going to talk about some good things he has going. You know, we're going to have some cool segments, man. We'll have a style segment. We're going to have an Entrepreneur of the Week segment. We're going to have a Highlight Artist of the Week segment. So I just think that we're going to tie everything in and, you know, just, you know, tie all the lifestyles and one little thing, man, just make it all fun for everyone, man.
Now, the Highlight Artist of the Week segment, man, you know how many people have been hitting me up on Facebook and Twitter about that? Because they've been hitting me on the music tip. Because, you know, I have tons of artists that follow me on Twitter. And shout out to Young Mac, actually, because he's done some music for me. And he hit me up, actually, directly. And he's like, yo, man, what's up with the sports music thing? You know, like, the sports and music is really capturing people's attention. So how is your format going to go? How do people get at us? I guess they can email info@easywaybroadcasting.com. Let's say I'm an artist and I want to get my music heard and I want to be on Mo Egger from the NBA and I mean, I'm not going to go into who you work with in the music industry. You know, how do I get on your show and what's the process? What's the steps?
Yeah, man, it's simple, man. You know, you can easily hit me up on Twitter, MOEAGER at Mo Egger. So, you know, I'll answer questions, man. If you have a good product, man, I'll check it out, man. I'll follow you. You know, we'll talk about the, you know, the details, and then, you know, I pretty much go from there, man, and bring them on. Maybe bring you on like the last 10 minutes of the show. You know, you get a chance to talk about your project, talk about what you've done, what are you working on. You know, maybe do like a quick little freestyle segment over one of my beats playing in the background so the whole world can check out your skills, man. I think it's good for all up-and-coming artists, man, to be able to, you know, display their skills and get the opportunity to be heard.
I love it, man. Just so you guys know, anybody that is listening right now, Easy Way Broadcasting is up to almost 150,000 listeners a month on average. We have about 200 to 400 live, and depending on how hard we push it, it can be anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 archive listens, sometimes up to 50,000. It does have a listener base, and we are talking to other stations and other situations to be syndicating that and really, really putting it out there. So it is a ultimate benefit to have your music played, and both myself and Mo Egger and Shane Sparks and Sarah Winchester and Tina Trillian, all the people that work with Easy Way Broadcasting, we are very integrated and we associate with the right people. So there is a strong chance that something can happen if your music is heard. So please contact us and follow Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter and Mo Egger, MOEAGER. On Twitter as well. So if you want to get in touch with us. And also we have Roz Taylor Jordan from America's Got Talent with NBC. And she's always looking for awesome talents. And we have a show I'm going to be involved in as well that is a dancing American Idol Soul Train type of show. And a lot of cool things happening. So make sure, guys, that you follow us and stay in touch because we are trying to interact with you. And Maurice, tell us real quickly, we don't have a whole lot of time, but tell us real quickly your story and why you're kind of transitioning now into music versus being an NBA star.
Yes, man. You know, of course, basketball is an outlet. You know, I made it to the highest level you can possibly make it to in any sport. You know, and I was in the NBA. But, you know, I just feel privileged to be able to be in L.A. doing my music full time, because music has been a passion of mine since I was a young kid. And, you know, taking your passion, your love, and your dreams is what's most important, man. You know, I have to feel like in life you should live your life happy, man. I feel like music really makes me happy. And, you know, I have an album coming out next week called Motown, man. I've been working on it for the past 2 or 3 months, man. And I'm going to drop it next Tuesday, man. So I think Tuesday is going to be a very, very exciting day for myself, you know, because I also have my show, you know. And, you know, the show's going to be really good, man. But the Motown album, you can download that on thatpips.com, man. And you know, you will enjoy it, man. You know, I just thank, you know, Eric Zulli and Tina Truman for the opportunity to be able to, you know, not only display, you know, my talents, but to be able to give other people opportunities to be able to come on and display some of the great things they have going on also.
All day, man. And if you don't mind, I want to ask you, in your opinion, because you did work with me and my company, and you did it the easy way, you're a client for a little bit, what was your experience, what would your opinion be in working with us and doing it the easy way? You know, how did that help develop, where you know, just give me your thoughts and what it's like doing it the easy way.
You know what I learned the most? I feel like, you know, you not only fed me the fish, but you taught me how to fish. You know, I feel like, you know, just being with the company for the time I was with, you know, I learned a lot. And things that I've learned from you, you know, I've been able to implement them in my everyday life. And, you know, just being in Hollywood and how to deal with people and how to gain relationships and use those relationships to my benefit. And I think that's been the biggest thing I've learned, you know. And obviously, you know, I've been able to get seen more in the public press, you know, red carpet events, you know, even this situation now, you know, I feel like these type of things lead up just because we kept a good relationship. So I think that was my main perk, I think, you know, and just meeting beautiful people, man. And I feel like to this day, it's always going to be beneficial as long as I continue to keep my contacts and you know, build on them, you know.
You're exactly right, brother. And just so anybody knows, anybody that's listening to the show, see, it's not about your contacts and having contacts. It's about how you resource your contacts and how you stay in contact with your contacts. Resourcing is the key. And next week, I'm actually going to be talking a little bit about resourcing and benefiting when you have a contact and some of the secrets of success I do. And I'll leave you guys with this. And Mo, I want you to stand in line so you can hear this. I'm going to give you guys a little tip right now. Twitter. You can make money off of Twitter. You can. There are sites out there, and I suggest you do your research. There are sites out there that will pay you per tweet. And the way this works is agencies will work with companies, and companies will work with those agencies, and those agencies will look for certain people that have beneficial Twitters and match their demographics, and actually they will pay you money for the tweets, and you'll get an email and stuff. So that is true. I've had tons of people. I can't even begin to go into how many people have hit me up about that. So I'm telling you guys, and if you listen to my show, now you know. You can make money off Twitter. You can make money off Facebook. You can make money off YouTube. You can make money off all the social media. And in fact, I know a lot of people actually make a real good living off just social media, if you really know how to do it. So tune in, guys, and keep tuning in. You tune in tomorrow. Shane Sparks is going to be doing Planet Dance. Planet Dance is an awesome, and we're going to have to get you on that show as well, Mo. Planet Dance is really, really booming out there with Shane Sparks. And make sure you tune in to Sports and Music with Mo Egger, man. All those artists out there,
yes.
All those, anybody that has any sports questions or enjoys listening to sports figures or music figures or, you know, industry influential people that I mean, yeah, it's really cool because it's really a conversation. It's real. And thank you to the people that did take the time to comment your show, by the way, Mo. You have about 4 comments of people saying, wow, real show, I like it, I'm going to tune in again. So you definitely caught their attention. Appreciate you being on, brother. I'm gonna let you go and say bye to everybody on the show. So make sure, guys, I'm going to say it one more time, follow Mo Egger on Twitter, Moeager, and check out the show. And next week you have who again?
Anthony Tolliver. He's with the Atlanta Hawks, man. He's a former teammate of mine, but also a close friend. He's a special guy, man, so you guys should definitely tune in.
There we go, guys. So make sure you do that. Mo, thanks so much, brother. I'll talk to you a little later.
Let's get it. Peace.
Yes, sir, guys. So that was Mo Egger, okay? Maurice Egger, if you look him up from the NBA Dallas Mavericks and the Timberwolves, and he has a really established career. Check out his album. Make sure you check out his album. If you don't know information, you can follow me, and then you'll get more information on that. And he's going to be doing his album next week. Oh, there's the applause. You guys are a little late. But, you know, it's just so much fun, guys. I really enjoy this, and I like doing this show every week. That way I can keep in touch with you guys. And you know, thank you so much for the support. And I'm going to just keep trying to give you guys content that you'll enjoy. You can also go to HollywoodItGuy.com. HollywoodItGuy.com is an awesome blog. I keep you entertained with the stories and all my friends and whatever content and information I have. Always posting cool stuff. In fact, I just posted some really cool stuff with a Disney group. And, you know, they're not a Disney group. I believe they're with Radio Disney, and they're going to be doing projects with Disney. But they have thousands of fans. And shout-outs to IM5 for all the support that they've shown, and it's just going to keep getting better and better, guys. So follow the Easy Way Movement, you know, check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. We have a lot of cool stuff happening up. Shout-outs to my team that's doing it the easy way and helping me stay sane, Rich Greenwood and Tina Truman and Shada Prince and all the people that support us, Mike Precise and Mallory Jackson and Noah Brown and all the people that Ryan Torres that support us. We really appreciate it. This is Easy Talk, guys. Easy Way Broadcasting. Listen again. Tune into our show next Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if it does work, if it's correct, we're going to have a Disney friend of mine come on. He just did a major movie. Can't tell you who, though, because we've got to make sure we lock that in. But opportunity time, we're always opening opportunities. Let me talk a little bit, and let's throw some opportunity there, because I know you guys always want to listen to the whole opportunity time thing. I do have a show called The Easy Show. It's on IMDb. It's registered, and it actually is a TV series. It's registered with IMDb as a TV series, and we always are doing cool segments and stuff in Hollywood and events. Doesn't always have to be in Hollywood. I may just do something fun. What I'm going to actually be doing is looking for people that do want to be on IMDb, that want to get credits, that want to act, that want to do some cool stuff. I'm going to be looking for some fans to do some segments and do some episodes and do some stuff with. We also have WTVNetworks.com, WTV Networks. Check that out. It's a very informational site with sports, music, fashion, entertainment, film. You know, we work with tons of magazines and blogs and a whole bunch of really awesome stuff. So if you're trying to get out there, and also, you guys, if you're in the area, Melrose Avenue on the 19th, Melrose Avenue, Scream Famous Clothing, we're going to be doing a mini launch for Easy Way Broadcasting with Shane Sparks. He'll be doing his show live. I believe we have some of the Power Rangers coming out on Power Rangers Samurai. We have Cassandra Ann, which is a model and actress, and we have some cool network type people coming out, and models, and a whole bunch of people, and basically people that are there to sign and sign autographs and take pictures and meet them. We want to actually meet our fans. We really do. If you support this station, we want to meet you, and we want to see how we can support you back, because you know, without support, it's nothing, and we really appreciate you guys. And if you enjoyed this show, please post some comments. Please post some comments and let me know. You know, follow me. You know, press the like button. I really appreciate you guys. And check out my I just did an interview on The Examiner, theexaminer.com, and that was a really cool interview. And you can just search Eric Zulli, The Examiner, or go to my Facebook, follow that, or Twitter. I'm always posting out there. And I have a group called Hollywood the Easy Way. I know you guys are thinking, like, God, this guy does a lot. Where does he sleep? Like, how does he do all this stuff? Believe me, I've been to the hospital many times. No, I'm kidding. But it's tough. But go to Hollywood the Easy Way and join that group. There's a lot of cool people you can meet. And just, you know, stay in touch. We always got a lot of cool stuff coming up. And I just appreciate and can't wait to do this show so I can talk to you guys and just I have a lot of fun doing it. So next week we got an awesome guest. We got Opportunity Time, and we got Hollywood Secrets with Patricia Shipp from the lead reporter of the National Enquirer, and we're going to be always coming up with new ideas and new things to keep this show going and just have fun with you guys. So Thank you so much, guys. I love you guys. I really do. I appreciate everything. And, you know, without you guys, I don't know where my motivation would really be. You know, I really do. So I really do love you guys. So, you know, just keep following social media, social media, social media. And I am going to be telling little social media secrets, tips, and tricks like that. You can get paid on Twitter. Remember that. All right, guys, so tune in tomorrow. Planet Dance, Shane Sparks, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's what's up. Shout out to my boy Shane. Shout out to everybody. And shout out to Sean Kanan for being on the show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I'll hear you guys. I'll talk to you guys next week.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.
Something like that.